Hi, I'm Tom, and this is AC On, the short Alpha Clash podcast, where I talk all things Alpha Clash on my way to work. And today's topic is spoiler season for Unrivaled. I'm hoping to get at least one more in of these, but at the time of recording, we have had one contender revealed and a few other cards. There are lots and lots of to talk about, but I've picked only three cards to show off, so to speak. So let's dig in. The first one is the new white contender, the 25 life Shaolin Swift Warrior. I'm just going to read the... there's loads of things I wanted to do. Quite a few things, at least. I want to highlight about this, which I think is interesting. But let me just read the 25 health contender ability first. It says, once per turn during your primary phase, you may engage this card. If you do, choose target face-down card in target opponent's accessory zone. Turn it face-up. If that card has ambush, you may return that card to its owner's hand. Otherwise, that card remains face-up in its owner's accessory zone. When you attach a weapon to a rogue clash card you control, you may engage this card, and if you do, ready that clash card. So, there is a 15 health feature as well, or contender ability, that says that this card, meaning the contender, gets trigger attack. This contender gets +0/+1 until the end of turn, draw one card. I'm not much into trading blows with contenders, but, well... So I'm just going to skip that one. It's not really interesting per se. What I will touch upon here is the fact that this is quite cool. So to me, lore-wise, Shaolin is a demon hunter. And he's in the rogue class here, rogue affiliation. Maybe I'm putting too much into this, but the rogues are usually... the other rogues, like Clarity, or I don't suspect Haven has magical powers. She does. But they are alphas who have reacted to the progenitor's energy wave and gotten these superpowers, but do not feel the pull or have been released from the pull. That's not the story behind Shaolin. Maybe it is, but he's not been presented as such in the story, which is interesting. But anyway, he's a rogue. And the mechanical interesting thing here is he introduces this new mechanic called Ambush. And it's somehow related to the accessory zone. Now, another card was spoiled, which is a discarded, I think only a third discarded we actually got a name for, Gur Savage Aggressor, who is a clash card and has ambush. So we now know that ambush is a way to hide cards in the accessory zone, to hide clash cards in the accessory zone, which fits super well with Shaolin being able to spring those traps, or those traps in quotation marks, by hunting the discarded out of the accessory zone. That is so on par with the lore. I love it. But ambush is a new mechanic and puts a new kind of... Well, they're not traps, but a new kind of mechanic for the more mental play you got between players, where there's something the wrong side up, the back side up, that might spring in your face at any given moment. You don't know why. I love they expanded on that space. And ambush, lore-wise good. I think the mechanic will be fun to play with. And of course, the last bit of this is that you get to attach a weapon in white. They've been mediocre, to the best of my knowledge. At least the games I've played with Shaolin's weapons have been meh. But then again, now you might be able to attack again. So you attack, attach a weapon, then attack again to get two clashes from the same clash card, if it survives, which is brilliant. So that was the contender. For the two other cards, the next one is you're going down. It's a black clash buff, and it, so we know this card will be a thing already before Go the Savage Aggressor was renounced. We know that this card will be a thing in this set. Now, with this clash buff, we now know that there will be a black discarded contender, because the clash buff says so. You may only play this card if your contender is a black discarded. Be very odd to put the clash buff in and not the contender. So I'm very much looking forward to building a deck around a black discarded contender. Wonder who that'd be. And lore wise, just to touch upon that, this clash buff is spot on. The discard is living off the portal, more or less. They use that to get around and to organize now to burst into the world of these demons that Chao Ling is hunting. And they do care. If the portal is not open, you don't get as much of a benefit. In fact, it will cost you a card to play the clash buff. Brilliant card. I like it. The last one I'm going to touch upon is the favorite in the Discord. I get why. It's a big deal. It's also a black card, cost 3, and it's a basic action sayers that's called Suit Up. That one is going to be a Moxie favorite, or maybe a Weber favorite. More on that in a later episode. The text on the action card reads: Put up to one weapon from your hand in your accessory zone, and then you may attach a weapon in your accessory zone to an Alpha Hunter clash card you control without paying that weapon's attach cost. Draw one card. So just imagine that with this card for 3, you get to play, you know, on turn 3, you get to play Moxie's Heavy Armor. I can't remember the full title of that, but the Moxie's Heavy Armor, giving +4/+4 and flight. Plus, you get to attach it. Plus, you get to redraw a card. So you don't go down a card with this. So for 3 resources and just this card, you get a +4/+4 flyer on your next attack. That is huge. And I can't wait to bring out my Moxie deck and start brewing with her again. So anyway, that was the 3 cards I've chosen for this episode. I'll be back, not next week, but next week again, of course, in 2 weeks, with some more. So I'll talk to you then. Bye.